consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Okay, my loves, where are my people pleasers? And if you've been noticing that you've been struggling with self-doubt, self-criticism, perfectionism, lack of trusting yourself, if you've been noticing that you've been struggling in relationships, whether that's in business relationships or personal and family relationships, if you've been noticing you've been having more mind drama or even drama in your external world, this is absolutely an episode to tune into so that you can receive the downloads to start making shifts to step into your power. Let's take your power back. And I have a very special guest and a dear friend of mine, as well as one of my soulmate clients, Dawn Baulish, who is a spiritual self-love, mindset, and manifestation coach, speaker, and author. Dawn's passion as a coach is to help women reclaim their feminine power and reach self-love mastery by transforming their mindsets. She teaches women how to leave all their baggage behind so that they can open up their heart space to embrace their true unconditional love for themselves that they can embody, claim their freedom, and encompass their true authenticity. She is a powerful manifester, and she fully believes that there are no secrets to manifesting, only faith. Dawn empowers women to trust in the co-creation of the universe of their own reality through the law of attraction. She is also a certified life coach, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, a Ho'oponopono practitioner, which we will dive a little bit deeper into today, and an emotional freedom technique practitioner. She's pretty amped. She's also, like myself, has a background in psychology, and she spent 18 years working as a behavioral psychologist, specialist and counselor, and brings these gifts into her spiritual practice today. Dawn's vision is evolution to self-mastery and raising consciousness to the collective. So without further ado, let's welcome Dawn, this incredible, gorgeous soul. Hi, love.
Hello.
You guys will notice that Dawn and I have a very similar energy, so hold on tight. This is going to be a really soulgasmic episode. Hey, my love, so tell the audience, what is your story and how did you get to be doing what you are doing today?
Oh, thank you for the beautiful introduction. And yeah, so my story starts actually many years ago. I grew up in rural Alberta, the province that that I live in now in Canada. And it was a very rural area. I was the second oldest in a family of five, four boys and myself. I was the only girl. And I grew up in a home where I just never felt like I ever belonged. I always felt different and always unhappy. My family structure was a traditional European structure, and so it was very patriarchal. And I found my place pretty quickly in the house, in the kitchen. So despite even knowing that I didn't even want to be there. I didn't actually know that I didn't want to be there, but that's where I found my place. I was raised to be reliable on men, and my dad was the breadwinner and the sole provider in my family. But he was also a functional alcoholic. And so the main role model, male role model in my life, who I was taught was supposed to be the most reliable person in my life, was actually the most unreliable person in my life. And so I grew up seeking somebody to take care of me, but always I continued to seek out unreliable people all the time surrounding me. So I found myself forever saying that I was never good enough, not deserving. I didn't deserve to be in this life. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. And because I grew up in this alcoholic home, it really normalized it. And I found myself at 14 years old, starting to partake in drinking. And that continued on through my university years, because even though, despite I had all these things against me going on in my home, I was able to get to university, and I went to university and got a degree there, but I continued coping with alcohol, and it was just so normalized. I didn't know that it was actually a problem. As I grew older, I picked up another coping mechanism, which was moving. And so my daughter was born in 2008, and my situation at that time was her dad was exactly my dad. And when she was born in October 2008, and by February 2009, I had left her dad, because that was my first wake-up call, knowing that I didn't want my daughter to have the same life as I did, to have the same kind of family life as I did, upbringing. And so that was a huge wake-up call for me. And I left him and started our life together as a single parent, and continued to cope, though, with alcohol, just because I didn't know that there was any other way. And so the other coping mechanism that I picked up during that time was moving, because as a single mom, I picked up all these other problems and I didn't know how to figure out how to fix them, because I had no clue that I was doing anything wrong. I continued to play a victim. Nobody loved me. Nobody cares. I kept finding people in my life to fulfill those needs, that nobody cares, nobody loves me. And I couldn't fix my problems. So I continued to move. And by the time my daughter was 8 years old, we had already moved 10 times. By the time she was 8 years old, I actually had another wake up call and realized that there was something going on in my life that I wasn't happy. I was still playing the victim. I was still, had a lot of drama going on in my life, people pleasing, being a perfectionist, and just so unhappy. Nothing was going right. I was in a lot of debt. Everything was going wrong. And I quit my job and moved away another time. But this time I really knew that I had to make some changes, because I was not, things were not going anywhere in my life. And so I took some time off work. I just took some time to breathe, because I was really just like so overwhelmed with so many things going on. And once I recognized that there was fresh air to breathe out there, I also recognized that I really needed to take care of myself. And up until that point, I had never believed in any kind of spirituality. I wasn't a spiritual person. I didn't practice any kind of religion. And that's when I found some spirituality and recognized that there was something bigger in this amazing world that was co-creating my reality with me.
And Dawn, I want to just jump in and ask, what exactly was that thing that got you to wake up to the spiritual world?
Well, there were quite a few things, but what I was diving so deep into so much personal development and understand, just trying to understand how successful people were successful. What were they doing? Mm. And the biggest thing was that they did believe in the universe. There was trust in the universe. And huge was forgiveness. And I recognized in my life that I was blaming everybody in my life and playing a victim. And I didn't put myself first ever. And I realized that I had to really like step into understanding myself through forgiveness so that I could open up my world to bigger and better things. So forgiveness was a huge part of my opening up my spirituality and believing that there was something better for me in this world.
Wow. Wow. That's really powerful. So I just really want to recap for the audience, just for those of you who are really listening, you're going, shit, I can see myself in Dawn's story. I also grew up in a home where the alcoholism was involved, and then that was my normal, and it was just like I didn't even question it, you know. And even if that wasn't your upbringing, but that there somehow the themes around just not questioning how life was, how you lived it, and then somehow like there was an awakening. And the thing that, you know, I feel like Dawn, like many of us discover when we're on this self journey, is that the thing in common is faith and knowing that there's something greater than ourselves, that there's more meaning to life than just the mundane and the way that things are going on autopilot. And so for you, I think that's so powerful. You know, I feel like not many people, at least that I come across, and you know, I know lots of people, talk about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. So can you share with us, you know, you sharing that you were noticing you were in victim mindset and you're blaming everyone else, blaming yourself, how like forgiveness really helped you move through and take your power back?
Yeah. So I guess where it started for me was that I just blamed myself for so many things, for not being a good enough mom, for not being being able to provide my daughter with better role models. And what really stuck out in my mind, what really helped me initially, was to recognize that the people in my life, I couldn't blame for the things that I thought were like I was letting affect me so much, because they were only doing the things, my parents, people around me, they were only doing the things that they could with the tools that they had. They were doing the best that they could. And so I had to embrace that belief so that I could let myself forgive and allow myself to forgive, because I really did truly believe that they were out to get me, like, which mm-hmm. I think is very common when we live in a place of victimhood, where we just believe that other people don't care and they are out to hurt us. And so I really embraced being able to forgive and allowing myself to have some compassion for myself and kindness for myself, because I was the one who was actually being affected. And that was something else I recognized, is that forgiveness was never about the other people in my life. Like, I was the one that was holding on to so much pain and trauma and all of the things. I was holding on to it. And so I needed to let go of that in order to open up my world to see more abundance and see more meaningful relationships and see beautiful things that were happening all around me, because I was really closed off to all of that.
Oh my gosh, Joan, I feel like we need to, like, this is a writer downer, people. Forgiveness is never about the other person. It's always for yourself. It's like that hook you have in someone else. Forgiveness is taking that hook off because there's attachment there. And that attachment really keeps you locked into resentment, into anger, and keeps you being a victim. Anything else I missed, Dawn?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it keeps you living in fear and frustration,
yes.
Frustration and judgment. And when we are able to release that, it definitely is a game changer, right? We see things so differently.
Yeah, it is freedom on the other side. So
freedom.
I know that forgiveness tends to be kind of like one of those things, just like self-love. It's like, I hear that word a lot. Like, I don't really actually know how to like move through that. So you definitely want to stay tuned because as you guys know, my episodes always have a guided meditation. Well, today Dawn is actually going to walk you through, guide you into a forgiveness meditation, whether you think you need it or not. Her work is very powerful. So definitely stay tuned. When we come back, Dawn is going to really teach us how to go from self-criticism to self-love.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on OM Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back, my love. So just before commercial, Dawn was sharing her story and the power of forgiveness. And so I want to just touch on with Dawn, you know, many of us, who, no matter who we are, and especially when we up level, it still comes up, our inner critic can come up. And sometimes that inner critic sounds very critical on ourselves. The perfectionist can come up, the doubt comes up, the comparison to others comes up, imposter syndrome comes up, you know, feeling like a fraud. So Dawn, share with us how you help women shift from living in their inner critic, having drama in their mind or their life, to moving into inner peace, into having self-compassion, into basically having a loving relationship with ourselves. And feel free to define what self-love is, because I feel like a lot of people also feel like that's like a, I don't really get that. It's like a word you throw around.
Absolutely. Yeah. So self-love is, I think most people don't even know, I didn't know for sure, for me for sure, that it was even a thing for a really long time, to be honest. And so it's absolutely true that we don't know what it is then, right? So self-love for me is embodying unconditional and love and connection to your own self. No conditions, no expectations. You just love you for you, and you're embodying that. That's how you walk around in life.
And I really want to make it clear too, because I know that as people are listening to this, it probably, there's some beliefs around, well, self-love is being, and I think, you know what, I even, when I wrote my book, my chapter on the neuroscience of self-love, I Googled what self-love definition is. And one of them, Dawn, was being narcissistic. Like, that was in the dictionary. So I'm just like, wow. Oh, hell no. You know, we got to like work on shifting this. If that's seriously what was in the Google dictionary, the Webster, whatever it was on online, like, that is not okay. So like, really making it clear right now for you listeners that self-love is not conceited. Self-love is not being narcissistic. It's not bragging. It's not thinking you're better than others. No, no, no. This is about having an amazing, healthy relationship with yourself, like you do with your best friend.
Absolutely. And that's definitely lots of the work that I do with my clients, is really reassuring them that it's not selfish to love yourself. It's not narcissistic. It is necessary in life to feel connected to yourself and feel connected to other people around you. It's such a beautiful thing when you embrace that and embody that as you, who you are. People are kind of terrified to love themselves, and they get really scared when they hear those words because of that definition, right? That it's a narcissistic thing. Oh, you're too cocky, or you're better than other people. Not at all. Like, you are a better person for loving yourself.
And the other piece is, I know you personally went through this, Dawn, is that like, you grew up in an environment where it was like people in your family weren't that kind to you. And so it's like really hard to learn to love yourself when you don't feel loved by the very people that are supposed to love you.
Absolutely. And that, for me, it became a safety thing. So it didn't feel safe to love, and it didn't feel safe to be loved either. And so that was definitely something that I had to work through in order to get to a healthy place of loving myself and caring about myself. And so I think when you do come from a traumatic background, it becomes like it's a safety and security thing. And when we talk about safety and security, that there's so many layers, right? Like, there's so many onion layers around that. And so it goes really, really deep.
And just to clarify, it's not that your parents and your brothers didn't love you. It's just they weren't able to show it in a way that felt safe.
That's right. Yeah. And then that created so many expectations of what love should actually look like and what I needed in love or what I felt like I needed. So it was very, very disconnected and very dysfunctional, for lack of a better word, I suppose. I didn't even know that self-love was a thing, because there I had no function of that in my life ever. There was no proof of that. There was no evidence. Mm-hmm. So it creates a different outlook when you don't have anybody to role model that for you in your life. So you do have to come from a really, you're digging yourself up out of a hole to find the light, because you don't know that it even exists.
As you're listening, can you guys resonate with Dawn's story? Can you feel the pain that you also struggled with? And so, Dawn, share with us, what is your personal signature method that you walk your clients through, from inner living in their inner critic in a chaotic world, you know, and it's that chaos is inside and could be reflected on the outside, you know, and everything's on a spectrum, but basically we're being hard on ourselves. How do you walk your clients through from that place of not living in their truth to loving themselves fully and wholeheartedly?
Yeah. So my signature method is so many things working together. So the one thing that we really need to do is just release all of that baggage, release all of those limiting beliefs, release all of those negative self-talk and the drama and the self-criticism, all of those things that are not serving us anymore. So we really work really deeply on a very connected and sacred level to do that. It's very intimate work that we do because it is so, it's just really deep work. And so we work through all of that. And at the same time, we're also working on transforming your mindset. So when we're when you are focusing on the words that you say and how you say them, you start to learn how what the impact is of the words that you say to yourself as well as to others out in externally. So we talk about elevating your vibration as well. And we really look at the map of consciousness. And if you are not familiar with the map of consciousness, it is a map of low vibrational kind of feelings and emotions that we move up, like we move out of those towards love and abundance and joy and bliss. And so through the work of the mindset work and the release of your limiting beliefs, we really focus on moving out of a place of shame and fear and guilt, those lower vibration feelings and emotions, and moving up that map of consciousness into a state of higher vibration. So when we move higher and higher up that map, we really truly are finding, that's when we start to love ourselves, and that's when we start to find joy in our experiences, like true actual joy. And there's freedom in that. There's freedom in life and time, in even financially. There's so much freedom that comes with all of that when you raise your vibration. And
yes,
and then we get to the point of attracting things into our lives that we're actually wanting in our lives. Because we can be really powerful manifestors, but we can tend to, like, we attract things that we don't want in our lives at times too. So when we're in control of that, because we have we're living in a higher vibrational level and higher consciousness, using the words that we speak and our thoughts to guide that, we become really amazing, powerful manifestors.
Right. And this standing, is where you're, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, standing in our divine feminine power.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, this is where your neuro-linguistics programming expertise comes in, because it really is about your words and your thoughts. And when we can really be aware, like hyper aware of our own words, our own thoughts, that's when we can have the power to change. We can have the power to change how we think, and thus how we feel, thus how we behave, right? And so I think that's really powerful work in your containers with your clients, whether it's one-on-one or in your group coaching program, the Self-Love Activation Bootcamp, which is an amazing name, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're actually going to touch on that in a little bit. Or we can go into it now, because as you're in this container with your clients, when in your self-love activation boot camp, like the energy of tribe is powerful and potent, right? Like, I love being part of groups of group coaching programs, of masterminds, because it's like your energy gets to feed off other people's energy and of that inspiration, of the breakthroughs, of the abundance that comes. And it flows so energetically, beautifully, as people are shifting into self-love.
Absolutely. That's the beauty and the power of group coaching, because it is just this amazing collective energy. And I'm so excited because you're right. I do have a self-love activation bootcamp group coaching program that is coming up, and it's like, I'm so passionate and so fired up about it. It feels so, so exciting and activating for me, which is very collectively, we share that same energy then, right? So I just know that every single person who is a part of this is just going to be completely changed for the rest of their lives.
Yes. And Dawn, I know that as the souls are listening, they may be like, okay, I don't know what it's quite about yet, but I'm loving what this content is about. So do stay tuned about till the end, and you will find out a little bit more and how to get connected with Dawn. So Dawn, I'd love for you to share, what happens if we do not forgive ourselves? Like I said, I feel like this topic is like underrated, and I really want to highlight the importance of forgiveness.
I agree. It is totally under highlighted for sure. And forgiveness is really scary. And I refer to it in my programs as the F word. And it is like a really scary F word. My goal is to really deconstruct that and make it more approachable and more friendly, I guess. I don't know if that's the best word, but I just want to make it easier and more likable for people to do. And so when we don't, but it is so important to be able to forgive ourselves. And if we don't, that pain that we're holding on to, the blame, the hurts, all the pains, it's going to continue to show up in our lives. So it may not show up exactly the same way, but it will show up in all areas of our lives consistently until we actually address it and actually do the inner work to release it. Once we release it, there's so much change. That's where the freedom actually comes in. There's so much freedom in releasing.
The other F word. That's not so scary.
That one's not scary. So let's think about like how we get to the freedom. We have to go through some of the hard stuff to get to the freedom. And that's true for everything in life, right? So we put in a little bit of work and we will see the amazingness, the freedom on the other side. I always say like we were moving from fear-based thoughts to love-based thoughts. So living in a place of love over living in a place of fear. It just, even like the energy around it is just so, so different, and it's so powerful.
Wow. And so what are some concrete examples of what happens when we don't forgive ourselves? Like, how does that show up in our intimate relationships, in our friendships, in our business? How does this all show up?
So it continues to show up in ways like we will still continue to attract people in our relationships. We continue to attract people who are maybe going to be like walking all over us or treating us in ways that we don't want to be treated. And they're those negative people. In business, it stops us from succeeding. This is where procrastination comes up. This is where like we continue to people please, even though it feels gross in our bodies. We don't have boundaries, lack of boundaries that shows up in lack of self-awareness. We miss out on opportunities. We don't see the opportunities because we're holding on to things that aren't serving us. So the things that do serve us and they want to come into our lives, we don't even see it because we're so focused on things that don't matter.
Right. It's like where your attention flows, your energy goes. And so even in intimate relationships, so if you are in a partnership, it's like the attention is on resentment, is on everything that your partner's doing wrong, is on what's not going right. And that, of course, then the energy of resentment, of anger, of frustration continues. And what you were just saying, Dawn, is just it like, I can really hear how just then you don't have room for gratitude. You don't have room for allowing more expansion to happen because you're so constricted and contracted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we hold on to more, like there's a little bit of anger maybe, but then it builds on more anger and more resentment and more just negativity, and it just builds. And then that's when things explode. Right. So it doesn't lessen. It actually worsens. And so the more that we hold on to those, that blame and the guilt and all of those, all the negative feelings, then the worse those relationships become.
We do not want that for you guys. So when we come back from commercial, what Dawn's going to do is to walk you through a self-forgiveness Ho'oponopono process. So stay tuned. Think about a situation right now that you really want to move through.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, my loves, welcome back. I hope that you have a situation in your mind right now that you'd love to shift. We're all human, so I'm pretty sure you do. So think about a relationship, whether it's in business or personal, or think about yourself, your relationship with you, where you're really hard on yourself. And so, Dawn, please explain to us what Ho'oponopono is and what it means and the breakthrough results that people get from working with you. And then what Dawn's going to do is actually guide you through this process.
Yeah, so Ho'oponopono is like so amazing to me. And it honestly is what transformed my life, and which is why I became a Ho'oponopono practitioner and why I use it so much in the work that I do, because I know the powerful impact that it has. And so what Ho'oponopono is it's an ancient Hawaiian forgiveness prayer, and it's a very short four-line mantra that is, I forgive you, I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you. And the reason that it's so impactful and so powerful is it helps you release fear and frustration and judgment and deepens meaningful experiences and relationships to have even more deep and long-lasting relationships so you can live positively and intentionally and wholeheartedly every day of your life.
And I want to say, I have actually taken one of Dawn's Ho'oponopono workshops, and it's really powerful. Of course, you're going to get a sample of it. You won't get the full on workshop, but I want to say, like, from a personal testimonial perspective, Dawn, like, it was very powerful for you to hold space and walk us through. We didn't jam about it today, but the power of journaling and part of this process was so powerful to release. And then really felt so much lighter. And I noticed just how, like, I felt more anchored in, and it's not, and I want to make it really clear. I don't have a lot of, at least on the conscious level, to forgive. At least I didn't think so. And then as we were going deeper, I was like, Oh, so I just really want to commend you, Dawn, for the work you're doing, because honestly, it is very powerful. Even if, you know, those of you who are listening think, oh, no, my life is great, like, I'm super happy, you know, but there's always layers. And sometimes those are subconscious and sometimes those are related to past lives. So it's pretty powerful what comes up.
I absolutely agree. And journaling is a huge part of the Ho'opono process. But And journaling itself is so therapeutic and healing. And when we use Ho'oponopono to, with the momentum of the journaling, we pair them together, the level of healing is phenomenal. It's so, so powerful. And
all right.
So I've had so many people have some amazing breakthroughs of, like, shifting relationships and interactions with friendships, money blocks, opening up their awareness to see their own self-sabotage so that they can make the changes to create more abundance in their lives, shifting their language. There's so many things that comes out of using Ho'oponopono.
Absolutely. So my love, let's really guide them through for the next 10 minutes through this Ho'oponopono process, and then I'll seal it in with a light language.
Amazing. Okay. So I'm just going to get you to, from wherever you are, if you need to get a little bit more comfortable, if you need to put your feet flat on the ground, please do that now. And as you are sitting in that comfortable spot, start to close your eyes gently and take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, just sink a little bit deeper into the space that you're sitting in the moment. And as you breathe out, release anything that doesn't serve you. And take a few more deep breaths here. And as you breathe in, count to four on your inhale. Three, four. And as you breathe out, another four counts, releasing your breath and releasing all that doesn't serve you. And the next breath in, I want you just to take all that breath deep into the pit of your belly, to your root chakra. Breathe deep into that space and breathe out anything that doesn't serve you. And as you're breathing, you may notice some thoughts come up And that's okay. You can just observe those thoughts. You can always come back to them later. You don't need them right now, though, at the moment. And you'll just continue to deep breathe, deep into your belly, deep into your root. And just imagine as you're breathing, the roots growing deep into Mother Gaia, down to the center of the earth, feeling grounded and centered. And as you're breathing, start to think about the mantra, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I want you to continue saying the mantra quietly to yourself. You can whisper it to yourself or speak it out loud or just gently in your head. Just continue to repeat the mantra, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now, as your mind wanders, and it will, just keep bringing it back to this mantra. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just notice how it feels in your body as you say these words. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Do you notice somewhere specific in your body that you feel something different? Does somebody pop into your head? Something pop into your head? Anybody pops into your head, I want you to send your thoughts and the power of Ho'oponopono to that person. And just notice that if you're angry or hurt by someone, it might be challenging to send these thoughts and the power of Ho'oponopono to that person. But just try to continue to think of that person as you repeat the mantra, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can continue to say the mantra for as long as you need to, for as long as it feels natural and comfortable. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. All right, Roz.
Kura tia pura ti kura tu. Pura kira ti kira tu kura tu. Pura kura tia kira tu kura tu. Kia kura tu kia kura ti a kura tu kura ti kira tu kura ti kira tu kua. Pura kira tu kura ti kia pa kira ti kira ti kira tu. Pura kia pa kira tu kua pa kia. Pura ti kira tua kira kira tua kia. Pura kia. So breathing in.
expand your breath to the areas of your body and breathe. Anything that didn't serve or support, breathing forgiveness. And breathing in love for yourself. Breathing love out into the world. Ooh, thank you very much, Dawn. That was even very powerful for me as I did that along with you, of course. And just, you know, my personal experience was just really being in relationship with me and just going deeper, really noticing those parts of me that when I feel like I'm perhaps being impatient with myself or with someone else, when I feel so attached to an outcome of a situation, it's like I really forgave myself for believing that or bringing in that thought for so long. And really letting that go. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So can you tell us a little bit more about, at the time of this recording, it is October 2nd, 2020, and I know that you're going to be running your incredible group coaching programs for a long time, but at the time of this recording, when is your next self-love activation boot camp?
So the next one that we're running starts October 19th and enrollment is open. So we are accepting people to enroll right now.
Yay.
It's a 12-week group coaching program in a private sacred community on the Facebook community. And there's opportunity for one. Opportunities for one-on-one hot seats during the program. So there's a little bit of fun stuff going on all the time.
Beautiful. And I know that you work one-on-one with clients as well. So how can people get a hold of you? Where should they go for this? Is it on social media? And can you spell out your name, your handles as well?
Absolutely. So you guys can catch up with me on social media. So I'm on Facebook as Dawn Balash, just my name, Dawn, D-A-W-N, Balash, B-A-L-A-S-H. You can find me on Facebook and with that handle, as well as Dawn Balash Manifestation Queen, both on Facebook. I have a free amazing Facebook group called Transform and Manifest Your Epic Life. And there's tons of free content on there. And then I'm also on Instagram as my handle is Manifestation Queen. So check me out. Those are all the places where you can get in contact with me. You can find all the links to all the programs. And if you want to chat about working one-on-one, it's all the information is on there. That's the way to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys, do yourself a favor. If you were really resonating with Dawn and her energy and just what she was really sharing and her guidance in this sample, I'm just going to say sample because trust me, this woman goes deep and really supports you in those journaling prompts, in the internal world prompts, and going deeper and deeper into your own soul and your heart so that you can really be loving yourself really with heart wide opened. It's absolutely a privilege that you've supported them in. Has been very magical and powerful. And I'm just excited for more souls to connect with you and really receive those shifts so that their lives can change too.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much. It's been an amazing year of breakthroughs and on the same note, so much abundance at the same time. So it's definitely, it's a daily practice, right? We, as coaches, still need to practice what we preach, right? So we, and I definitely am doing that alongside everyone else in this world. So.
That's right. We continue to evolve. Thank you so much for being on here, Dawn. Love you very much.
Oh, thank you so much.